This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
broken. It is very clear that we are being asked to trust the Department of Justice, who we know did, in fact, use a law that allows them to spy, but lied to get the warrants, lied to a federal judge under the FISA Act. Make no bones about it. A FISA warrant is in fact, a license to spy. Now, the question is, did you lie, cheat, or steal in order to do that? They did mislead the judge, get a warrant, multiple, ability to spy, and now we're asked to believe that you can trust the very people who know this and are covering it up.
There you go. Daryl, I said yesterday on one of the Sunday shows talking about the Department of Justice and the Republicans' investigation. They want a whole bunch of documents. They're not getting them, although the DOJ says they are providing them. Let's bring in Dan Bongino. He's got a lot of good sources on this. Former New York City police officer, former Secret Service guy, host of the Dan Bongino Show. Dan, thanks for joining us from Florida today. You know, toward the end of the week, we started to hear about how important it is that the Republicans get all the documents regarding this secret intel source. They almost regard that information as important as the whole Russia dossier.
Right. And there's a reason, Steve, because listen, I've spent nearly 20 years of my life as a cop and a federal investigator. I have never in my life seen such an obvious frame job and setup. This was a sting operation against the Trump team. That is why it's critical that they hide the source. Why is it critical that they hide the source, Steve? Because we've been told the entire time by the hacks in the mainstream media, Democrats and some establishment Republicans, that the case against Trump was just a series of accidental contacts.
Right.
So they ran into the Trump team and they said stuff. But Steve, let me ask you this. What if those contacts were deliberate? That throws this whole story out the window. I've been saying it for months, so have many other people. These were deliberate contacts. This was not a mistake.
I don't know what you mean by
investigation.
That. I don't know what you mean, deliberate contact. People set up there to set up people on the Trump team. So set up this interaction and make it look terrible.
Yes, exactly, Brian. It's like, you know, I wind up on a park bench with you and ask you to rob a bank with me, and you've never met me before. You're like, who's this guy? There's only two possible explanations.
Right.
Either you really want me to rob a bank with you, or I'm trying to frame you for robbing the bank. I'd say it's the latter with Trump.
Well, when you're talking specifically about a source, they say that was embedded in the Trump team that provided a lot of information to Glenn Simpson and the dossier crew, right?
Brian, Simpson's already admitted in sworn testimony in the Senate that the FBI told Christopher Steele they had a source in
right.
the campaign. None of this is new news. And by the way, the list of subjects for that source or suspects is very short
yeah.
and very disturbing.
Yeah, it sounds like, according to what we've read, the source was not feeding things to the to Fusion. The source was actually feeding it directly to the FBI.
Yeah, and this, when we find out who the source is, I think some establishment Republicans are going to be a little worried, too. This was a swamp operation. This wasn't just Democrats.
Yeah.
We want to show you this interview. It was Bernie Sanders. He was on with Jake Tapper. And Jake was asking, why did you support John Brennan for CIA director? And then you don't, when he was Gina Haspel's boss, but why don't you support Gina Haspel when they were doing the same thing right after 9/11? Listen to this.
Why is Brennan okay, but Gina Haspel is not?
If the United States condones torture for other people, then that subjects our own men and women who are captured to be tortured as well. I think Brennan did a good job in his position. I have serious reservations about this nominee.
You didn't have reservations about John Brennan. You voted for John Brennan.
It goes, I think, deeper than that, and that is the foreign policy that we have seen from Mr. Trump, something that I also strongly disagree with.
So it's because it's Donald Trump.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Live. Hey, that's the way we roll. It's what it's all about. Welcome aboard. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us as we talk about the things, the issues, with based on the facts and based on the truth as we pursue it, no matter where it leads. And to this end, Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, joins us every Monday as we take a look at the Sunday TV talk shows and review the highlights. Miss Megan, lots to talk about from, of course, North Korea, the alleged blue wave. We've got Israel's 70th anniversary with Ivanka, Steve Mnuchin and company there in Israel to celebrate this momentous 70th year birthday.
Yeah, another promise made, another promise kept. And I think we're kind of getting used to Donald Trump just checking off the boxes from his campaign trail and delivering to the American people exactly what he had promised them he was going to do. This embassy in Jerusalem has been promised by, I think, every president since I've been alive, or at least talked about. But actually, we have some action and some impact and effect. And, of course, we have some Middle Eastern countries calling the leader of Al-Qaeda, for example, is calling for jihad. Well, that's nothing new. Isn't that
right.
The whole isn't that the whole mission
right.
of Al-Qaeda and Islamic terrorists is they are practicing jihad?
Exactly. What cracks me up, they go, well, that takes care of the peace proposal. Well, they haven't been doing anything about peace anyway, so what's the difference, right?
Right. And then there's also Yemen, you know, fires missile at a Saudi oil facility. So these are your typical bad actors in the Middle East that have been kind of either funded by the Barack Obama administration by giving pallets of untraceable cash to Iran, or they've just been kind of largely ignored. And so this, you know, when you move forward with action, you get a reaction. And this sort of reaction is the tell card in poker. You know, we have to see exactly where the true animus resides. And, of course, we see the Palestinians, as they do oftentimes, try to breach the Gaza border with rockets and missiles and, you know, projectiles. This has been going on for a long time. However, this move has really intensified the hatred towards Israel that we all know exists. But now we have them more out in the open, if you will.
This really kind of lances the whole thing, doesn't it? I mean, because with you know, before it was kind of like just there, and the Palestinians, you know, the rockets, red glare, they're firing into Israel, Hamas, all this stuff. And it's like, okay, well, let's just call the question. Let's just open it up and let everybody see, you know, how the cancer has metastasized
right. And
what the cancer actually is. Israel has offered all kinds of situations and options to the Palestinians. I mean, at one point, like 97% of what they asked for. But the Palestinians want all or nothing. It's kind of hard to negotiate peace based on those terms, isn't it?
Well, and it's kind of hard to expect peace when you have Palestinians for decades teaching their children how to stab Jews.
Right. And then you're getting money from us, the United States, and you're turning that money over to people who have terrorized Israel. They get murder money. You know, it's like bounty money. I mean, the amount of money that, you know, these terrorists have been receiving. And, you know, finally Donald Trump has said, hey, look, you know, we don't want to participate in this in any form or fashion. And, you know, we've been rewarding the Palestinians all in the name of peace for all the wrong behavior. Kind of sounds like Iran all over again, doesn't it?
Right. You know, and we've been sending over, you know, millions of dollars in quote-unquote aid, but what are we really aiding?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this past aid that we've been sending the Palestinians are really aiding and abetting terror. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, you look at the Iran deal, which was never a good deal, and thankfully that's been thrown in the trash. You know, it was never ratified by Congress. It was simply an executive order, which... Iran never signed. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go figure.
Having a deal if it's not signed, and why do we even carry through with the deal when it's not signed? An unsigned deal means no deal.
Mm-hmm.
But yet that didn't hesitate us, and I love to hear liberals talk about this. Well, we owed Iran that money. Well, I'm sure we owe a lot of people money, but it's probably not good to send them all that money in unmarked pallets of cash, whereby we can't trace that money and where it ends up, which we know, of course, it ends up to the spread of terror.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they've been doing with it. So, but I guess that offers the Obama administration and all the negotiators who have just been fighting over and just going ballistic, including John Kerry, over this Iran deal that's now been nixed. It has given them bonkers because this puts another dent into their legacy, doesn't it?
Well, and I think that, you know, John Kerry was just caught at a Parisian cafe meeting with five Iranian officials at some clandestine meeting. If the Logan Act should ever be enforced, it would be now.
Exactly.
He is operating on behalf of our enemies, undermining this country and our policies under this president. John Kerry is no friend, specifically to the Trump administration, but he is no friend to foreign policy. He's the one that crafted this Iranian deal. He's the one that came back from the Vietnam War and basically called our soldiers and men's murderers. He's always stood on the side of the communists or on side of the brutal regimes like Iran and defied American interests through his quote-unquote diplomacy.
Yes, right. Well, Dr. Paul Kengor out of the Northwest, Grove College, had cited John Kerry's statements post-Vietnam before the Senate, and who brought him to the Senate but, you know, Ted Kennedy, to basically spout off almost word for word the Communist Manifesto and propaganda about Vietnam to make America look great. And, you know, Russia's been interfering with the body politic of American politics forever. And now they're realizing all this negativity, the anti-war movement, was spurred on by Russian propaganda. And the other thing, too, here, in, you know, relevant to John Kerry and his interference, remember how they scathed and what happened with Michael Flynn, now convicted of a felony, because he was having, in the natural course of a transition, a conversation with the Russians. Which is natural to occur with transition teams, but they make into this big conspiracy. Now, by contrast, you have John Kerry face to face with the enemy interfering with diplomacy. And where's the outrage from the left?
Oh, the left will never be outraged because their historical heroes, much like Kennedy, has always sided with the communists over American interests. I mean, this is historical. Just look at what Ted Kennedy tried to do behind Ronald Reagan's back.
Exactly. Well, and this is the thing that's surprising, and I mentioned Paul Kengor, his book called Dupes. And as Megan just drew reference, in that book, Dupes is the story of Ted Kennedy and what Kennedy did in order to try to put a stick in the spokes of Ronald Reagan and our foreign policy. It's unbelievable how this country has played into the hands, and here we are talking about Russian collusion. It is a powerful book and eye-opening. Megan Barth is with us. The conversation continues on the other side of the break. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore.
Hey, we're back with the America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour is reported, they're looking at today, Bloody Monday. In Israel, at least 37 Palestinians dead, 900 wounded as rioters set fires, hurl pipe bombs over the embassy move, as Megan and I were discussing earlier. And this day, they're saying, Megan, probably the bloodiest day since 2014. And it could get even worse as Israel vows to hold back protesters and stop them from breaching the border at any cost. Over 35,000 protesters, according to Fox, at 12 locations have amassed along the Gaza fence.
I'm sorry, say that one more time, you cut out.
I said that, according to Fox News, over 35,000 protesters at 12 locations have amassed along the Gaza fence. This is what's going on after, so far, on this day, the worst and bloodiest day since 2014, they're saying.
Yeah, I was actually just reading that on the break to get an update. And, you know, Netanyahu and the Israeli forces have given a warning, and they've given plenty of warnings. And if the jihadists want to keep sending martyrs, then they will get their wish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's what's going on. Well, other things are happening here. The alleged blue wave that the Democrats would want us to believe in. It's hard to imagine how much of America's intelligence they would have to check in order to allow a blue wave to occur. How does a blue wave happen in the face of all the winds, in spite of the resistance of the Democrats? How do they vote against more of the same here? We've got the lowest unemployment. The enthusiasm factor continues to increase. Yet, you know, at every turn, as you had said earlier, Megan, Donald Trump is winning. What America's got tired of winning after 8 years of the Barack Obama administration, where at every turn we were losing, and somehow that's better?
Yeah, and every American that has gotten a tax cut is just anxious to give that tax cut that's in their pocket back to Nancy Pelosi.
Exactly.
You know, Nancy Pelosi called these tax cuts crumbs. Well, then why does she want the crumbs back?
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't make sense that they would actually campaign on taking money out of people's pockets. And they have promised to raise taxes. They have promised to keep the borders open. Mm-hmm. They have promised to, the Democrats have promised to protect illegal aliens. This is not a winning strategy. And if you'll recall, in the West Virginia race, Don Blankenship was going to storm the polls, and he was going to win and cause a lot of problems for the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
He got 20% of the vote.
Right.
He lost. And so this narrative that the press keeps ginning up is just basically manufactured, of course, in order to cast a shadow and cast just more smear, a public smear campaign on steroids that the press is engaged with at the behest of their pals in the Democrat Party.
Well, tell me, what is Nancy Pelosi and the leadership of the Democratic Party offering? Give me one idea, Megan, that could get me excited and say, you know what, they have something there. In the light of all the things that Donald Trump and this administration has either done or have tried to do, but have been blocked by Democrats.
Well, if you're a never-Trumper or a resister, what they're offering up is impeachment. Based on nothing. They don't have a solid message. They don't have a winning strategy. Donald Trump peeled off many, many Democrat votes, expanded the Republican Party tent, much like Reagan, and he also is peeling off many, many black votes.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll recall, just a couple weeks ago, specifically the Kanye effect, whereby African-American approval of this president, specifically amongst men, doubled.
Yes.
To 22%. And so the Democrats are going to have to figure out ways outside of using a porn star and her creepy lawyer on a smear campaign. They might want to start having a message that appeals to voters and an economic and domestic, foreign policy message that is a winning message instead of just a public smear campaign led by, you know, their patsies in the press.
Well, Tina, they did themselves no favors as well during the hearing of Gina Haspel. I mean, here it is, the first woman that could be the CIA director. And the way they went after her, and Kamala Harris, give me a break. Are you kidding me? Why would you hire somebody and say, I want you to, you know, following the logic of Al Franken, which unfortunately Jeff Sessions, you know, bit and got himself into trouble here, is that, look, you don't need anybody coming into a job recusing themselves before even day one. And Kamala Harris wanted to insist that, you know, she somehow recuse herself. And thank God for her backbone and her experience, you know, to fend it off, because it was a ridiculous question.
Well, it was a ridiculous question. She kept asking about her hindsight related on the morality of waterboarding. Well, Kamala Harris has absolutely zero standing when it comes to morality, because I would have shot back a question to Kamala Harris. In hindsight, did she think it was moral when she was 27 years old to sleep with a married man and carry on an affair with an elected official when she was DA?
Yes.
You know, Kamala Harris has a pretty interesting past. And when you look at it, she had, when she was a young DA in San Francisco, she had an open and outward affair with Mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco. So
wow.
Who is she to talk about morality?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and in this particular deal, but I was astounded by some of the questions, and of course, it's typical. I mean, hey, they see that somebody associated with Donald Trump, they're going to put him through it. But yet, for Brennan, before he was the guy, was more in the position of deciding, you know, waterboarding and things that we define today as torture, and that we would not do any longer. But yet, he got one big pass, and what was it, over 64 votes for his confirmation?
Right, and these same senators now are going to vote against Gina Haspel that gave Brennan the green light, which tells you this has absolutely nothing to do with their concern about national security. Shocker.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's just more identity politics. They are simply just playing politics. But it's interesting because wasn't it Madeleine Albright that basically said that all women must vote for women or there's something wrong with us?
Yes, you're going straight to hell, Pasco, can't collect $200. That's where you're at.
Right. Well, Dianne Feinstein better get out, her heat, a suit that
her asbestos outfit,
flames of hell.
Yes, exactly. Something to protect her. Mm-hmm. This is you have to laugh about it. I mean, the hypocrisy is so sickening. What did you think about Pompeo with Chris Wallace on the Sunday Fox News talk show?
Well, I think Pompeo is just an amazing kind of steady anchor, right? In such a world that was lit on fire, specifically after the 8 years. And for the North Koreans' arrival, the hostages from North Korea, their arrival wasn't met with a lot of interest by the press, was it? It was kind of like, oh, here's a plane. There's three people getting off the plane. You know, good night.
Yeah.
And I found this, if Barack Obama had done the same thing, you know that there would be a ticker tape parade. There would be so much fanfare. Mm. We would know everything about the hostages.
He'd get another Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah, exactly.
Right. They'd be camped out in front of the people's houses, interviewing their old teachers. You know, and this was just something that was largely ignored because, again, the press is not there to report the news. It's not there to report the facts. It's simply there to spread lies and a smear campaign in order to protect their Democrat friends that they work for.
Kind of amazing that they cannot celebrate something as positive as this. Mike Pompeo, I mean, here he is, Secretary of State in 2 weeks, and this guy has been a nonstop energizing machine. I mean, he is just doing awesome yeoman's work on behalf of we the people. It's incredible.
Yeah, and even he was up against some Democrat naysayers. He was okay for the CIA, but all of a sudden he wasn't good for the Secretary of State position.
Well, such is the illogic of the Democratic Party right now, and it's on full exposure. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The way you like is fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Rick Richmond is with us, the author of Racing Against History, the 1940 campaign for a Jewish army to fight Hitler. Rick, thank you for being here with us, especially on today when we celebrate the 70th anniversary of Israel's, you say founding, but it's actually the refounding of Israel, right?
The refounding and the opening today of the American Embassy in Jerusalem, Israel.
Boy, what an exciting day. You write, Rick, in your May 2nd op-ed that was published about the second and third Israeli miracles. A lot of people think, well, the second was Israel being born again. I mean, who but God would say that he could, and he only could create a nation in one day. And here it is, we have the rebirth of Israel, as we're suggesting. But there was also a third Israeli miracle that people have not quite put in context, and I appreciate you pointing this out.
Sure. There were at least three. The third miracle was one that Ben-Gurion himself wrote about 6 years after Israel was recreated, and that he said was almost as miraculous as the first, which was the unity among all of the Jewish Zionist and non-Zionist political parties on May 14, 1948, when they all signed the Declaration of Independence. And there's even a fourth miracle in my view, and that is the last 70 years has been extraordinary, that a state the size of New Jersey could create a political system, an economy, a civic culture, the way Israel has done in the last 70 years. It's truly miraculous.
Yeah, but by the hand of God, how do you do that?
Well, you do it perhaps as a partnership of faith and freedom. You need, I think, both. You need the efforts of man, the backing of God, and a long struggle to try to make a reality a biblical promise.
Yeah, for me, when I visited Israel, Rick, it was like at every turn, you know, your eyes could see one miracle or another, whether you talk about the economy, what they've done in terms of innovation in agriculture, how they've brought water and managed, precious resources to really, turn Israel into, from what it was before. I mean, people, they go today and they think, oh, wow, it's always been this way. I mean, let's go back to 1948 and why, in some regards, the Arabs thought, well, they're just giving them a bunch of desert. What are we complaining about, right?
Yeah. In 1948, less than a million people in Palestine when it was recreated as Israel. Mm-hmm. And today, between the Mediterranean Sea and the Jordan River, more than 10 million. Mm-hmm. And it was, as you say, a desert, a literal desert. And the Jews came there and made the deserts bloom. Their creation at that time was recognized by American water and agricultural scientists as still another of the miracles. And remarkably, today Israel is teaching other countries how to manage their water systems to create the same sort of environment.
Exactly. You know, Rick, you mentioned the Palestinians, and of course they claim ground, they claim this is their territory. They were in control, and it was blighted, was a desert, and help people understand who the Palestinians are.
Well, there were Palestinians living, Palestinian Arabs living there at the time. There were also Jews. There had never been a time between Roman times when the Romans expelled the Jews from their land and 1948 when there weren't Jews, in what became Israel. In fact, since the late 19th century, there was always a Jewish majority in the city of Jerusalem. So even 50 years before the creation, recreation of Israel, Jerusalem was a majority Jewish city. Mm-hmm. And of course, its roots go back 3,000 years to King David.
Exactly. And this added, I guess, in a sense, from an international perspective, because they were the majority, this made it a little bit easier, if I might say, if that's even, if you can even use that in a sentence here when we're talking about Israel becoming a nation again. But they were formidable at that point in 1948. So it wasn't like all of a sudden you're getting a bunch of buses and ships and, shipping people into Israel to justify their land.
Well, in the words of Chaim Weizmann, who was the head of the Zionist organization in 1948 and became Israel's first president, along with David Ben-Gurion as its first prime minister, Weizmann said at the time of the Balfour Declaration back in 1917 that the Jews were not coming to Palestine, they were returning to Palestine because they had never given up their claim to their homeland after they were forcibly expelled 1,878 years before Israel was recreated. And people focus on the number of Jews and the number of Arabs in Palestine at that point in time. But in fact, there were more than 12 million Jews in the world who had never renounced their claim to Jerusalem as either their literal or spiritual capital. Mm-hmm. And so if you look at the Jewish people, instead of the number of Jews living in Palestine at the time, you've got millions and millions of people who had a legitimate claim to the entire land of Palestine. And for me, what is miraculous is the fact that notwithstanding a legitimate claim to the entire land, virtually for the last 80 years, the Jews, the Zionists, the Israelis have been willing to share as the price of peace the land with the Palestinian Arabs if they in turn will recognize a Jewish nation. And the crux of the dispute, in my view, is that the Palestinian Arabs have never, to this day, been willing to recognize Jewish sovereignty and Jewish rights in the land of Palestine, even though we're celebrating today the 70th birthday of Israel.
Exactly. Well, it has been clearly stated by the leadership of the Palestinians that if there was any negotiation with the Jews, if they gave up anything whatsoever, then that person, that leader, was to be exterminated. Well, it's kind of tough when, you know, when you're negotiating and you think, first of all, the other side shouldn't exist, and also that you're resistant, I mean, totally, without any kind of yield or consideration to any kind of compromise. Well, how do you possibly negotiate peace on that basis?
Yeah, it makes peace an impossibility. And, you know, I called my book Racing Against History because we all know what happened back in the 1940s. And the three great Zionists who are the subject of my book were literally racing against history. The key to peace, in my view, is for the Palestinian Arabs to recognize history, for them to recognize that the Jews were there actually before they were. And once you have a recognition of that on the Palestinian side, then the question of borders and other political issues are ones that can be subject to negotiation and to compromise. But if you are unwilling to recognize the legitimacy of the other side and the history of their claims, it does make peace an impossibility. So in that sense, it's a tragedy for the Palestinian Arabs that they, in a perverse way, are racing against history because they're unwilling to recognize it. And if they would, then peace would all become possible.
On this day that we celebrate the 70th anniversary of Israel's refounding, Rick Richman is with us, and we're talking about his book, Racing Against History. More from Rick on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M.
of NutriMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at FreeOldGlory.com. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's freeoldglory.com. Go now.
It's Bill Martinez live.
No other love.
With the American 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Rick Rickman continues to talk with us on this, the 70th anniversary of Israel's refounding. Rick is the author of Racing Against History, the 1940 campaign for a Jewish army to fight Hitler. You know, Rick, going back to David Ben-Gurion's description of one of the miracles, and as you say, there are a plethora, but when you look back historically, the Jewish nation, you would think that the hand of God would be so evident to all, because I don't know another people group that has been blessed with so many miracles, one after another, from its initial founding. I mean, let's go back thousands of years and follow the history of the Jewish nation. It is one miracle after another, and here it is. We come to 1948. God has already said, you know, who is it but God who can create a nation in one day? Can he not? And here it is in one day on May the 14th, 1948, the nation of Israel is recreated, and you've got this diverse group of people. I mean, you know, forget about the international community, but just as you mentioned, within the Jewish nation itself, all these different Zionist interests could not agree that it was by the hand of God that they were being redelivered, that maybe it was just the natural events of man. So even within the Jewish people, they could not be unified on whether it was a miracle of God or just a man's own interest.
But isn't that sort of a miracle itself as
yes,
well, Bill?
Exactly.
You had a people, as you say, from religious Jews to Jews who were either atheists or believed that God, if God existed, was indifferent to human affairs and left it up to them. Mm-hmm. And you had all of these people together signing the same Declaration of Independence. And one of the most skillful compromises that resulted in the Declaration of Independence was, at the very last moment, the religious Jews insisted on a reference to God, and those who were either agnostic or atheists insisted that there not be a reference. And David Ben-Gurion skillfully came up with a compromise by referring to the Rock of Israel, the Rock of Israel being a well-known among religious Jews reference to the Lord, and for those who were not religious could be a reference to Jewish national strength or human activity. And therefore, around that simple phrase, Ben-Gurion was able to skillfully create a compromise that everybody could sign on to. And you're correct. There's no similar story in the history of human affairs of a people coming back almost 2,000 years later to reclaim land, living according to a Bible that they had read in Hebrew 2,000 years before and were still reading in Hebrew 2,000 years later and speaking the language at the same time.
Well, the diversity within Israel continues. For those who have not visited Israel and have been blessed to do so, I say that is something in the future and hopefully in the near future for you to experience. Not a whole lot has changed, Rick, has it, over the years?
Yeah. And, you know, I want to mention one more thing, and that is the role the Christian Zionists played in 1948. There's a debate among historians as to whether Harry Truman was a Christian, technically a Christian Zionist or not. But what we do know is he knew the Bible, and with his chief advisor, Clark Clifford, they would spend time in 1948 reading the Bible together to try and figure out what were the precise boundaries of the ancient kingdom of Israel. So they were informed by the Bible and lived it in their own lives. So it wasn't simply a Jewish effort. It was an effort by Christian Zionists, both in England and in the United States, and the American citizens, and the left and the right. Back in 1948, the left was a prominent supporter of Israel as well. So all this probably, I think, constitutes a miracle.
Well, you know, when you think about it, and of course, you know, what Harry Truman did in looking at the Word of God, go figure. I mean, let's go back to the historic document itself, the Word of God, who, you know, distributed the land to Israel. No other place on earth does it say that God places his name but in Jerusalem. And so here it is, his name elevated, and by his own hand, placing his name in Jerusalem. And today we have the U.S. Embassy moving and acknowledging what most people kind of acknowledged anyway. But now it's an affirmation of what, you know, what God has done, and an affirmation by the United States. And this is why I believe so many Christians here in this country are in unity. And you talk about the rock in unity of the Rock of Israel being celebrated today, and our president acknowledging what other presidents said but did not follow up on. But this one did.
Yeah, it's a remarkable circumstance, and you are correct. It's Israel was created 70 years ago. 69 years ago, the Knesset moved to Jerusalem, and Jerusalem was officially declared to be the capital of the modern state of Israel. So it's taken 70 or 69 years to recognize a fact. In one sense, it's a long period of time. In another sense, it's a blink of the eye in history. But what is worth celebrating is the fact that it occurred. And so you're correct. We're speaking on quite a remarkable day in history. This evening at 6:11 Eastern time, 6:11 p.m. will be the precise moment that President Harry Truman recognized the new state of Israel 11 minutes after it was declared in Tel Aviv.
Well, interesting, you know, again, on my visit in Israel a couple of years ago, was you could see a lot of Arabs coming into territories that were protected by Jews, not a problem, but a problem the other way. So you have that contrast. Going forward, Rick, what is it going to take? Because you see Arabs that want to, you know, and have successfully been able to live with Jews and not have it be a problem until it becomes a political issue. And then all of a sudden you have intifadas kicking out and all this insanity that we've been dealing with and continue to deal with. And even right now, I mean, you've got a storming of the border there in Gaza, and we've already, you know, it's being referred to as the bloodiest Monday since 2014.
Yeah, the Palestinians view the recreation of Israel is a catastrophe for themselves, what they call their Napka. But the real catastrophe was one that was self-created by them, because had they recognized the UN resolution in 1947 that created both a Jewish state and an Arab state, there would have been no refugees. Mm-hmm. They might have had a state in celebrating its 70th anniversary today, and there would have been peace.
Exactly.
So you ask what's necessary for peace to happen. It's for the first and fundamental requirement is that the Palestinians recognize not only the history of the last 70 years, but the history of the last 3,000. Mm-hmm. And once that is done, as I say, other details can be negotiated among human beings of goodwill.
Yeah.
But until that's done, you're facing a historical blind spot that makes it impossible for there to be peace.
Well, so, it's not like the Palestinians have been kicked out and totally rejected. I mean, Arab neighbors have offered land, right, as alternatives.
Well, not only that, but either the Zionists or Israel itself, since 1947, have offered six times for there to be a Palestinian state,
mm-hmm.
On a part of what was Palestinian. So the Israelis, who have been attacked time after time, would be within their rights to reject any Palestinian claim at all. You are correct. It is not as if the Palestinians' claims have not been recognized. It's the Palestinians who are unable to recognize the Jewish claim that makes peace impossible.
Well, Rick, in your book, Racing Against History, the 1940 Campaign for a Jewish Army to Fight Hitler, I'll tell you, this is quite engaging. And for those of us that love history, this is a must read. This is really a blessing. I appreciate you, doing all the hard work to bring this into focus. This is a blessing to us. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Bill.
What do you want people to take away after everything is said and done, here? What should we truly be celebrating and honoring today?
Well, a couple things. First, the story itself, because it's a story that's little known, but it's a gripping story. We know the outcome, but we don't know the story itself. And there were three heroes, Weizmann, Ben-Gurion, and Jabotinsky, in 1940, who crossed an ocean patrolled by German submarines to try and develop a Jewish army to fight Hitler. It was a heroic and historical effort. So I want people to know that story. But second, I think it has relevance for the world today, because 70 years later, Israel is still under existential attack. China, Russia, and most importantly, Iran are still trying to create or recreate empires in the area.
Rick, I'm sorry, we have to leave it there. We're out of time. Rick Richmond on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most of you.